Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains after the Federal Reserve struck a more dovish tone in its June policy statement, and Chair Jerome Powell said that the case for easier monetary policy had strengthened. The Dow was up 38 points, or 0.2%, broader S&P 500 adding 0.3%, with the defensive healthcare and utilities sectors leading the modest advance. Harley-Davidson slipped 0.2% after the motorbike maker said it was teaming up with a manufacturer in China to make its smallest bike in decades. Harley wants to sell half its bikes abroad by 2027, up from 42% in 2018, as domestic motorcycle sales to a shrinking base of aging customers continue to decline. The Nasdaq rose 0.4%, CBS Corp rose 1.1% following a report in the Wall Street Journal that the media giant is preparing an offer to buy Viacom. On the US-China trade front, US Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will meet with China's Vice Premier and Chief Negotiator in the trade talks ahead of the G20 summit in Japan next week. The Federal Open Market Committee voted 9-1 to maintain benchmark interest rates in the target range of 2.25% to 2.5%. However, the committee dropped the word patient in describing its approach to policy. The statement also changed wording to concede that inflation is running below the Fed's 2% objective. In their forecast for headline inflation this year, officials slashed the estimate to 1.5% from March's 1.8%. The committee also changed language from its May statement to indicate that the economic activity is rising at a moderate rate, a downgrade from solid. In US corporate earnings, Oracle Corp rallied as much as 7% in after-hours trading after posting better-than-expected fiscal fourth-quarter numbers. Winnebago Industries gained 3.7% and reversed an earlier session decline after the recreational vehicle maker reported a better-than-expected fiscal third-quarter profit, albeit revenue fell short of forecasts. Chief Executive Michael Happ did say the materials cost environment remains volatile as newly implemented and pending tariffs resulting from the US-China trade war will start to impact input costs in the back half of 2019. European markets were little changed following a cautious session ahead of the Fed's latest monetary policy pronouncements. Germany's DAX eased 0.2%, France's CAC edged 0.2% higher. A stronger pound sterling weighed on London's FTSE 100 index, which lost 0.5%. CYBG PLC rallied 6% after the UK lender hosted their Capital Markets Day and announced it would rename itself Virgin Money in a major rebranding by 2021. CYBG also said it was targeting an additional £50 million of annual net cost savings on top of existing £150 million annual savings from the Virgin Money deal. In economic data, consumer price inflation cooled in May, easing 2% from 2.1% in April, in line with economists' expectations and matching the Bank of England's target. The Bank of England convenes for their latest monetary policy meeting tonight Australian time and are expected to leave interest rates unchanged. The base metals complex was mixed. Copper fell 1% to just shy of 268 a pound. Zinc was down 1.9%, aluminium flat, nickel with a 1.4% rise. A fresh rally on spot iron ore markets saw all the key grades settle at fresh multi-year highs. The benchmark 62% fines contract climbing $1.80 or 1.6% to $114.08 a metric tonne. Lower grades surged 3.8% to $98.54 a metric tonne. Lower grade fines are now up an extraordinary 148% since the 26th of November last year. Brazilian miner Vale said on Wednesday that it will fully resume wet processing operations as its Brucutu mine within 72 hours after an appeals court overturned an earlier ruling that halted processing because of questions about the safety of the adjoining Laranjeiras mine. Gold futures settled $1.90 lower at $1,348.80 an ounce, but rebounded to $1,354.20 an ounce in electronic trading shortly after the Fed's announcement. All prices settled with modest losses despite the latest official inventory data revealing a larger than expected 3.1 million barrel drawdown in US crude stockpiles. WTI settled 14 cents lower at $53.76 a barrel, Brent falling 29 cents to $61.85 a barrel. Members of the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries have agreed to meet on 1 July, followed by a meeting with non-OPEC allies on the 2nd of July after weeks of wrangling over dates. US Treasury yields fell sharply following the latest monetary policy statement from the Federal Reserve. 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.6 basis points to 2.02% and their lowest level since the 8th of November 2016, the day President Trump secured an election victory. The Australian dollar is a touch firmer, buying 68.84 US cents. Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe delivers a speech today titled "The Labour Market and Spare Capacity." China industrial profits data for May and the Bank of Japan's latest monetary policy meeting are also on the agenda.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.